Right now, we're going to head over to Las Vegas, getting ready for semifinal game tonight with Colorado State. That is assistant basketball coach of San Diego State. My friend David Velasquez joins us on the Corky's Hotline. David, welcome. How are you?
We're excited and ready to go. We've come down from last night's team win, and we're excited to get going and had a great little shoot around today just to stretch our leg out of the hotel. Watched a lot of film, and we feel like we have a game plan that we're ready to throw that ball up and get after it.
Hey, what's the story with you guys in UNLV? You guys are always trailing at halftime.
You know, it's one of those things where UNLV has done a great job coming out of the gate. You know, it's just not us. Their last 16 games that they've played, they've led at the half, which is actually an incredible stat for anybody. And it's just one of those things that they play really well in the first half, but we continue to use our bench and our depth, and that when that second half comes, we find a way to make plays, and especially make plays at the end of the game to win.
You know, David, I think it's been really interesting all year long because Coach Fisher, let's face it, I mean, you've been with him a long time, and I've been watching him for 16 years, and of course, the first year he didn't really have a whole lot on that roster where he couldn't go real deep, but normally he likes to play about 7, maybe 8 guys. You guys are playing 10 and 11 guys. How much has that helped you throughout the course of the year, being able to play that number of guys and guys still being very effective in their role?
It's helped us quite a bit, and it's helped us on both ends of the floor. I think it's more than just playing bodies. I think it's having a bench that's so talented that you don't know on which night who's going to step up and be the one to make plays. And you also have the ability to where guys just don't have it that night. You don't always have to play them the same amount of minutes they get when they're playing well. What it really does for us is it allows us to press, play 40 minutes of hard-nosed, tough defense. We can kind of raise our bar defensively the more we use our bench, knowing that if we make a mistake on the defensive end, we can hold them accountable, get them out of the game real quick, get somebody else in, and then have the rotation just continue to roll through as the game goes on. Other teams, I really feel our depth in about the second half, and last night was the perfect example. About 6 minutes to go, they've only played 7 guys all night. We played 10, and you could just see that we looked fresh. They looked exhausted, and we made a 50-50 play where J.J. O'Brien threw it to Akil Quinn. He makes the 3, and 3 of their guys just put their head down like, oh, man, I'm exhausted. So it's been fun to use 10 guys all year.
We're visiting with David Velasquez, assistant basketball coach, San Diego State. Nice enough to join us this afternoon on the Corky's Hotline. What was maybe the one key change you guys made going into that second half after being down at halftime?
Probably win the 50-50 balls. We talked a lot about that. And also just make the shot. You know, we missed 7 layups in the first half. 7 layups where we were literally right in front of the rim. And Okonovo for UNLV is an excellent shot blocker, but he got more into our guys' head than he usually does. And we were worried too much about getting our shot blocked instead of going up and finishing the shot. And I think in the second half, we took a deep breath. We got into the paint. We made some easy shots. And that really got us going offensively.
Hey, what kind of crowd was there last night? It was hard to tell, and I didn't look at the attendance. What kind of crowd did you guys have?
You know, Coach, I don't look around. You can kind of just feel it from the bench, but it was a loud, loud crowd for a Thursday game that I can remember. You know, Thursday games don't have the same kind of punch that tonight will with Friday and these Saturday games that we're accustomed to playing in. Last night was a great crowd. You know, San Diego State, we travel very well. We all know how good we are at home, but when it gets to this part of the year, I think you look up and we have one of the best traveling teams in the league, if not the best traveling fans in the league.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the court. They've got all the Mountain West Conference logos all over the court. Now, is that the same court UNLV uses, or is that a totally different court?
It's a totally different court. They used it in Denver Women's Final Four, I believe, a couple years ago. We've had that court now. I believe this is year 3 that we've used that court here.
How's the footing on that court?
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's a high level floor. It's like anything else. They brought in a new floor for a variety of reasons, but the main one was if you look around all these conference tournaments, they don't use temporary logos. They don't use them in preseason tournaments anymore. They don't use them in postseason tournaments because guys are slipping on them and getting hurt. So you have to bring in a whole new floor, and if you want your logos on it, it's got to be painted in instead of it being a sticker. And then they try to do whatever they can and not make it feel like it's a UNLV home game. But we all know in reality, we beat UNLV in a home game last night.
Okay, you guys get the win last night. The game ends up, you know, a little bit after 8 o'clock. And the most important thing after that final horn sounds is rest and recovery. Could you kind of take us through after the game what the guys did and how your day has gone so far?
We stayed for the first half of the Colorado State-Fresno State game. The guys got to the bus. They had some food waiting for them. Came back. Guys went right to their rooms. They got some rest. As a staff, we met at 9 o'clock this morning. The players came down at 12, got a little something to eat. We watched some film. We did a walkthrough over at a Cox Pavilion where they play the NBA Summer League and where UNLV women's basketball team plays. We came back. Guys got another little snack. And then we have our pregame meal here at 4:30. Watch a little film and head over to the game about 7 o'clock.
Let's talk about Colorado State. This is a really, really talented and a very, very dangerous basketball team that you're playing tonight. They're coached extremely well by Coach Larry Eustace. They're 27-5. They got you at Moby Arena. You guys came back and got them on your home court. But this is a very dangerous team. They can explode at any time.
That is the one thing about this team that they do more than any other team in our league. And when they get hot, they get really hot. They can shoot the three from up to about 30 feet. And when it's not just one or two guys, when they have four out of the five guys on the floor that can knock down the three-point shot, they can get hot, and they can get hot in quick hurry. And I think the number one thing they do, though, that we're going to have to be ready for besides guarding the three-point shot is they are as tough and as physical and as mentally strong as any team we play all year. You know, they start four fifth-year seniors, and they just play exactly how their coach, Larry Eustace, wants them to play. They're tough. They share the ball. Defensively, they make no mistakes. They run hard on both ends, offensively and defensively. They're a fun team to watch, a veteran group who's going to come out and try to hit us in the mouth tonight, and we're going to have to respond.
Well, hopefully they're not too fun to watch tonight. If hey,
if they start making a lot of threes, they're going to be fun for a lot of fans, everybody but the Aztecs, man.
Hey, let me ask you about Avila. I mean, he really tore you guys up in the first meeting. He had 29 points. You guys did a pretty good job of corralling him in game two. I know he's been banged up. Do you expect him to play tonight?
We are going into the game, prepping for the game as if he will play. When a guy makes 22 baskets in two games versus you, versus our defense, a defense that's regarded as one of the best in the country, it really opens your eyes to how talented and as tough of a matchup as we'll see all year. So we're going to prepare like he is playing, and if he's not, we'll make a couple simple adjustments. But we are going to prepare like he's going to play.
Who's scouting the Wyoming-Boise State game tonight?
At this point, Coach, and this is our seventh straight semifinal game, we worry about the team we're playing because we know tonight, if we win, that we're going to have one film session to get ready for Saturday's game. And so as a coaching staff, let's worry about Colorado State. And when we get back tonight after the game, if we win and we have the chance to compete again tomorrow, we'll all focus in on who that might be, whether Wyoming or Boise State.
I like that thought process, Mr. Velasquez.
I appreciate it, Coach. You know, it's one of those things. We've been around Coach Fisher for a long time, and if he says that's what the plan is, we follow it to a T.
Hey, I don't want you to give up any trade secrets, but what did he say at halftime last night?
You know, Coach is the best. Coach is the best at knowing when the guys need to put an arm around them, knowing when the guys need to be punched in the gut, and knowing when it's not a team thing, it's a personal thing, and when to pull the guy aside away from the guys. And I think last night is exactly what I said. You know, we can't lose our confidence because we missed a couple shots. We cannot continue to stop moving the ball because we're getting the shots we want. We're just not making them. We got to get on the floor, make some 50-50 balls, get some easy baskets, and that will get us going. You know, and he was more positive, I would say, been negative at halftime, which, you know, I think a lot of coaches would just come in there yelling and screaming and what's going on, make your darn shot. And coach comes in, and it's kind of like this deep kind of sigh of relief, like, okay, everybody take a deep breath. Let's get our confidence back, and let's go out in the second half and play the way we know we can play.
Sounds great. Hey, hopefully he doesn't have to talk about that at halftime. Hopefully you guys are leading and can close it out and move on to the championship gold medal game tomorrow night.
We are hopefully looking forward to the chance to compete for our 10th Mountain West Conference championship.
Hey, I want to see you cutting down that net tomorrow night. You'll probably be one of the last guys they let use those scissors, but I've seen you in action before, so be careful.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
All right, David. Take care. Good luck tonight.
All right. Go out there.
There you go. David Velasquez, good young assistant basketball coach out there at San Diego State. It's going to be a good one tonight. In fact,